camp fun?
Yes, it is fun. There's so many parts to it. You know, we're at the dorms right now, which is a good time, good team bonding over there. Except for the rookies, they go to bed early, so you have to play some pranks on them from now, time to time, just to, you know, get them to come out of their rooms every now and then. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. Chemistry comes together. There's a lot of time for you know, meetings and working through the playbook, and then we have downtime as well to you know, whether hit the lounge and get some ping pong in or video games or, you know, anything to get these guys off their phones. You know, everybody kind of, the meeting ends, they go right to their phone. So we're spending a lot of time together, and it's a fun experience.
Can you elaborate on said pranks at all?
No.
So what's the balance, though, that you learn about making sure they're paying attention, making sure they're giving you 110% of the field? At the same time, there's a true bonding going on, a trust.
I mean, you know, those are two different things. You know, one is chemistry off the field, and the other is chemistry on the field. They can go hand in hand once you've established it, but it takes time. You have to get to know the guys and how they respond to criticism and coaching and critiques on the field and in the meeting room, and then get to know them off the field, what they like to do in their free time and spare time, and know their personality. It's been fun to get to know the quarterbacks this spring and summer. Had them over the house a couple times, and you know, that's what this game's all about. It's about the friendships you take with you. You know, you look around the locker room. I do, as a 12th year player, and there's not a lot of guys, you know, still around from even the last 6 or 7 years. So I was thinking about who else would want to go to Favre's induction. Nobody else here has played with him, so you know, it starts to set in there that you're getting older in the league, and you have to try a little bit harder to get to know the guys and spend a little more time with them.
With that being said, what's the feel, the excitement level on that first day?
Well, it's kind of like the first day of school. I mean, I think there's some nerves for some of the new guys. And definitely, you know, it's fun to be out there with the fans to get the ovation. When you take the field, it's great. We got, you know, the best fan base in all of sports, we think. And it's special to see so many of our great fans. I'm driving over here in the morning at 7 o'clock, and you know, they're taking their seats already. It's a beautiful thing, and something that the young guys are just getting used to, and the older guys, we don't take it for granted because we know how special that is.
When you walk out that first time, I know it's not Lambeau in the tunnel here, but what is that feeling like going for the first day of camp?
It's a great feeling. I mean, there was a ton of you guys out there with your phones out because you guys are all tweeting now before the, you know, the camera stuff hits the news. So it's fun. I mean, it was like a little tunnel out there of fans and media, and it gives you that excitement that it's time. I felt that feeling after I luckily made my last putt on 18 there in Tahoe, and my focus went right to, you know, coming out here, and the excitement of that feeling this morning when you take the field and my 12th season all with the same team. And it's exciting. It actually gets a little sweeter, I think, every single year.
Aaron, how much good have you been able to do with Jordy, even though he's not on the field? Have you guys been able to do anything yet together?
Just what you guys saw in the OTAs. You know, he's on the PUP now, so I believe, right? He can't do anything until he comes off of that.
How much time do you think he would need just to get back to being Jordy?
Probably a couple days. I mean, he's a special guy. But we're going to need a little bit of time, not necessarily game reps, but just some reps in practice. And he's going to need to feel, you know, press coverage again and getting off of that and running and making plays and catches. But I'm confident that he'll get to a point where he'll be ready to play when we need him.
More urgency maybe with Jared now that he's new to the offense and kind of in the same situation as Jordy and Ty?
Maybe not. I don't want to put more urgency on it. I think that it's important that he gets out there at some point, but it gives more opportunities for guys like KB and Perillo and Casey and some of our younger guys to step in there and take some reps. I think Richard looks great. He's had a great offseason, and we're primed for him to continue to build on the things he's done the first couple of years. But the exciting thing is really no skill positions because you saw a guy like Jared who had a great great end of the season last year as he finished strong, and he had a great practice today. Devontae made a great over-the-shoulder catch, and Jeff is bigger and you know than he was last year and playing bigger as well. So there's going to be a lot of competition in those spots, and it's exciting to see it kind of start in day one where we started with a good feel and a good vibe on offense.
How do you think Trevor Davis did today?
Yeah, Trevor did some nice things too. He made some nice plays. It's about urgency with Trevor, and he's so so quick and athletic. The more reps he gets with me, the better our rapport is going to be, and I'm excited for his opportunities.
Was there a big adjustment at all the fact that you guys started a little earlier this year because of the Hall of Fame game?
Well, not really. I think Mike did a good job. For the vets, giving us a couple extra days off, so it kind of helped us get into our off-season workouts a little quicker, I think. And we all have our routines now. I like to play in Tahoe, but I brought my trainer up there, so I got some nice elevation, high elevation training. So we did the run yesterday, and I felt really good actually after training, 6,000 feet for a few days. But no, I mean we're creatures of habit. We get into our routines, and I think everybody's ready to go. And if you're not, it shows. So, we had some heat, some humidity today, and a couple guys cramped up. We got to work on our hydration, and it'll be a little pick up every single day, especially when we get the pads on.
Aaron, do you have an off-season target for you to hit? I mean, you've done flexibility and different things over the years. Was there a specific thing that you targeted this year?
Well, I just wanted to build off some of the stuff with my diet and my flexibility. Those are important things. Being lactose intolerant, I made some changes to my diet and just tried to eat a little cleaner as well. And I think that's going to help me in the long run.
Does Eddie look like he gained a step back with the losing of some weight?
Eddie looks like Eddie, man. He's a big back, and we're just glad he's on our team.
Coach McCarthy said he thinks you're in the best shape that you have been. Do you feel that way?
I do. I'm as light as I've been in a while. But my muscle mass is as strong as it's been when I've been 10 pounds heavier. So that's kind of was the goal as I get older, was to continue to find ways to get my nutrition and my muscles where I need them to be, and I feel good about where I'm at. Conditioning is something that kind of grows throughout camp, but coming in, I'm probably physically in as good shape as I've been in a while.
Aaron, it's getting the play action back to where it was maybe a year or two ago. Is that a key sort of focus for the offense?
Well, a lot of that was predicated on Jordy Nelson. We had a lot of single receiver or two receiver max protection plays with him taking some shots down the field. And when you're hitting those 60, 70, 80-yard chunk plays, it's going to make your play action stats and averages and touchdowns look a lot better. So. Getting him back and then also getting some other guys to do some of the same stuff, so the pressure isn't all on him to run those routes, is going to help us kind of get back to where we need to be. Because the run game has been pretty consistent. We had a good two-headed monster last year with James and Eddie, and it starts with that in order to play action well.
Aaron, is it important or even a goal for you in the offense to get back to among the top five or top ten offenses in the league this season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have a standard we've set around here, and we all, myself included, came up short last year in those categories. So we got to get back to doing what we do best on offense and being consistent and take some pressure off our defense.
Aaron, a lot of the offensive linemen were a little banged up. Obviously late in the year last year, whatever, but do you sense a little chip on the shoulder mentality or anything from the guys up front?
Well, it's an important year for three of them especially. We have some contracts coming up, and that's always an interesting dynamic that happens with any position. But when you have three quality guys like that, two guards and a tackle, who are up, makes the preparation a little different, and obviously the focus I think has to go up because it's our livelihood, and we would obviously love them to all be back, but we talked about it. We've talked about it from time to time. When we win, everybody wins. When the team has success, it trickles down to all of us individually. So. Starts with a team success, and if we can handle our business, everybody's going to be taken care of.
So after a long season, postseason, you come back and you say, I just got to try different things in the off season so that I can feel 100% on game day, particularly in those weeks when you've got a four-day turnover, that kind of thing, not getting any younger as a player. Is that what goes through your mind as you evaluate what happens to you each year?
Yeah, I think it's just, it's fun to be in situations where you get to meet like the ESPYs, where you meet some great players from other sports, or various events, and you just pick their brain, especially the 30 and older crowd, and you ask them how they get through and what they do to give themselves a little advantages, and so you're picking up things along the way and adding to your preparation, and and your way of getting ready to play. And I've got a great team that helps me get ready when I'm not here. You know, we got a great support staff, training staff here to take care of our bodies. And you know, I supplement that with some stuff on my own that many players who are 30 or over start doing. But when you're adding that to a diet, which kind of helps you have the optimal energy at the correct times, you expect to at least put yourself in position to be at your peak performance.
Aaron, I asked you in the beginning, I'm going to ask you now, how has your brother's a finalist on The Bachelorette, how has that presence or how has that affected you over these last few months, having him being on The Bachelorette and now he's a finalist?
I haven't seen the show, to be honest with you, so it hasn't really affected me a whole lot. As far as those kind of things go, I've always found that it's a little inappropriate, you know, to talk publicly about some family matters. So I'm just, I'm not going to speak on those things, but I wish him well in the competition.
Two more fantasy fans out there. You're ranked second behind Cam Newton. Why should they take you number one?
I don't feel like I need to stand up here and justify my fantasy reliability. I think I've been a decent fantasy player over the years. I've had a lot of people all over the country tell me how they appreciate the fantasy points. None more than a gentleman at Claire's in Solana Beach who mentioned how much money I helped him win after the, I think it was the 2012 season. So I'm usually a pretty safe bet on for fantasy, I think.
Playing with Brett Favre, how excited are you for him going into the Hall of Fame? And do you ever think, someday that be my turn?
Well, I think as a player, you let your mind go there sometimes. I mean, this is, you know, what we do. And when you play at a high level, you dream about winning Super Bowls and then eventually having maybe the chance to wear that jacket. It's exciting for Brett, you know, to have his wife. I just saw his wife's going to do the induction speech, right? That's got to be a great feeling right there for him. But it's fun, you know, to be able to be out there and to see him put that jacket on is going to be really special. I mean, to join the ranks of the greatest players of all time in our sport is pretty amazing, and I'm really happy for him.